Welcome to the Podcasting Resources Guide. In today's episode, we're discussing a variety of podcasting topics and news from issue 9 of our newsletter, Podcasting Strategy Insights. The newsletter is free and can be found at insights.polymash.com. In fact, you don't even need an email to see the latest issue on the web, but if you sign up, you get access to all of the back issues, and of course, you never miss a new one. I'm your host, Polly, and joining me is Jorgen Bear-Kessel, the founder of Polymash. We're here to discuss some of the critical topics from our most recent newsletter, providing practical insights for podcasters and digital content creators. Jorgen, it's great to have you here.
Thanks, Polly. I'm excited to talk about these topics and hope they can positively impact our listeners.
Before we start, here's a lighthearted AI disclaimer. My voice and this episode are produced using advanced synthetic voice technology. It's our way of leveraging modern tools to enhance our podcast production. That said, let's dive into our discussion. Let's get started with one of the significant revelations from the newsletter regarding Apple Podcasts. It appears there might be a shift in how Apple handles podcast visibility. Could you shed some light on this development?
Right. Apple may be prioritizing podcasts enrolled in their subscription program in the Podcast Apps Browse tab. This change could majorly impact podcast visibility and accessibility. Essentially, podcasters who opt into Apple's subscription model might find their shows more prominently displayed, potentially attracting more subscribers. For independent creators, this raises important strategic questions. Should they join Apple Podcasts' subscription program to possibly gain more exposure? Or should they focus more on enhancing their content's quality to naturally attract listeners? Regardless of the path chosen, it's crucial for podcasters to stay informed about these platform changes and consider how they align with their goals and audience.
Moving on to another platform development, TikTok is reportedly making a significant change with TikTok Notes. This competes with Instagram's original intent and could signal a return to celebrating photo-based content. Jorgen, how do you perceive this shift?
TikTok's introduction of TikTok Notes is indeed an interesting pivot. As reported by TubeFilter, this feature aims to focus on sharing still images, an aspect that many users have missed as platforms like Instagram have increasingly leaned towards video content. For TikTok content creators, this presents a new opportunity using a different medium, and for old photographers like me, it's an interesting and, may I say, welcome return to Instagram-like still images. How much this will resonate remains to be seen, I guess. This shift also underscores a broader trend across social media platforms to diversify the types of content they support.
Let's discuss technological enhancements, specifically in video podcasting. Our latest newsletter issue also highlighted the importance of selecting the right webcam for content creators. Jorgen, what should podcasters consider when choosing a webcam for their setups?
Anyone venturing into video podcasting has probably investigated using a webcam versus a more expensive DSLR with video capacity. A key aspect for me to consider is a webcam's ability to reproduce the visual quality and feel similar to that of a DSLR camera. Particularly its ability to handle depth of field, which creates a pleasingly blurred background, something photographers call bokeh. Webcams do this poorly, and software solutions are pretty terrible looking. For example, the blurred background on a Zoom call looks really amateurish, at least to me. In our latest newsletter issue, we referenced an article from Castos that discusses the best webcams for YouTube content creators. The article points out that while many webcams offer high resolution, only a few can truly mimic the shallow depth of field that a DSLR lens provides.
Next, let's talk about Facebook's update to their video player. It seems they're integrating Reels, long-form videos, and live content into a new, unified player. Jorgen, what implications might this have for content creators?
Facebook's redesigned video player aims to merge various content formats into a single, cohesive interface. As reported by TubeFilter, this move facilitates easier navigation between different types of video content, whether it's short-form reels, longer videos, or live broadcasts. For content creators, the benefit is to easily produce multiple formats. And then for consumers, the ability to switch seamlessly between these video types may potentially increase stickiness and engagement rates.
Shifting our focus to audio streaming, Spotify has rolled out an AI-powered playlist feature. Jürgen, could you explain how this technology works and its potential impact on podcasting?
For me, this is a personalization type play. Spotify's introduction of an AI-powered playlist feature, as highlighted by TechCrunch, impacts how users interact with music. This AI technology is designed to curate music playlists that are not just genre-specific, but are tailored to the unique preferences and requests of individual users. It's a step beyond traditional playlist curation, using machine learning to understand and predict user preferences with remarkable accuracy. While this feature currently focuses on music, the potential for similar technology to be applied to podcast playlists is worth thinking about. For podcasters, the adoption of such AI could mean more sophisticated audience targeting and content recommendation. This would not only enhance listener experience by providing more personalized content, but it could also increase engagement by introducing listeners to podcasts that align closely with their interests and listening habits.
Moving to a practical tool for podcast marketing, our latest issue discussed the use of audiograms. Jürgen, could you elaborate on how audiograms are being utilized by podcasters to enhance their marketing efforts?
Essentially, audiograms convert audio content into engaging video snippets, which include waveform animations and sometimes subtitles. These visual elements make the audio content more appealing and accessible, particularly on platforms where visual content tends to perform better. I used to be a skeptic. But the utilitarian value of audiograms lies in their ability to make podcast episodes shareable and visually engaging, thus extending the content's reach beyond traditional audio platforms. This was highlighted effectively in examples from Elissa at Headliner, who noted that audiograms could significantly boost interaction rates on platforms like Twitter and Instagram, where visual content is king.
Another intriguing article curated from the newsletter is the New York Times plan to make most of its articles available via automated voice. Jürgen, what does this mean for the landscape of journalism and content consumption?
The New York Times is taking a step in enhancing the accessibility of its content by offering most articles through an automated voice. This initiative, as detailed by Axios, allows articles to be narrated to users, broadening the accessibility for those who may prefer audio over text or for those who require auditory formats for accessibility reasons. For the field of journalism and content creators alike, it's a clear signal that audio is becoming an increasingly vital part of the content ecosystem. Publishers and content creators should consider how similar technologies might be employed to increase the accessibility and reach of their own content.
Issue 9 of Podcasting Strategy Insights also explored the concept of inshittification in relation to search engines and its impact on content discovery. Jürgen, can you explain this odd term and concept and its implications for SEO?
The term inshittification refers to a deliberate decline in service quality, a concept highlighted by Cory Doctorow on Medium. It specifically critiques how major platforms, including search engines, may degrade the quality of their services over time to prioritize profit over user experience. This is particularly relevant in the context of SEO, where the quality of search results can significantly influence all of our content visibility and user engagement as creators. Rather than us all relying solely on traditional SEO tactics, there's a growing importance in diversifying content distribution and engagement methods to maintain visibility and audience connection. This shift also underscores the potential of alternative search engines that might offer higher quality results and a more user-focused experience, presenting new opportunities for strategic alignment and audience outreach.
Imposter syndrome. In the latest issue, we also raise imposter syndrome in podcasting, drawing insights from an article by We Edit Podcasts. Jürgen, could you discuss how imposter syndrome can actually benefit podcasters?
Certainly. The article from We Edit Podcasts discusses imposter syndrome as a common feeling among podcasters, which, though often seen as a negative, can actually drive personal and professional growth. It pushes creators to continually assess and enhance their work, ensuring they deliver content that truly engages and adds value for their audience. The article encourages us to view imposter syndrome not as a hindrance, but as a motivator for improvement and authenticity.
Our latest issue also covers the value for value model, a concept popularized by Adam Curry. Jürgen, can you explain how this model works and its implications for podcast monetization?
The value for value model is a monetization strategy, more of a philosophy, which encourages direct audience support for content creators. Instead of traditional advertising or sponsorship models, it allows listeners to contribute to the creator in various forms, whether through financial payments, sharing expertise, or promoting content. This model fosters a more reciprocal relationship between podcasters and their audience, emphasizing mutual benefit and appreciation. What's compelling about the Value for Value website is that it does a great job to define the concept and redefines the exchange between creators and consumers. It's not just about monetary transactions, it's about recognizing and rewarding the creator's effort in a way that aligns with the listener's perception of value. I think Adam has created a really cool site explaining this, and that is what we commented on in the newsletter.
Thank you, Jürgen, for sharing these insights from our latest issue of Podcasting Strategy Insights. To summarize, we've discussed several key topics that impact digital content creators and podcasters, from platform-specific changes in podcast visibility on Apple Podcasts to the innovative use of technologies like audiograms and AI in enhancing content engagement.
It's been a pleasure discussing these topics.
To our listeners, we hope these newsletter issues inspire you to explore and implement these strategies in your own content creation endeavors. Stay tuned for more updates in our future issues and episodes. And remember to sign up at insights.polymash.com.